Hey guys, Dr. Huntington here. So in this video, I'm going to share with you, ways to prevent and improve urinary incontinence, which is a common and often upsetting problem. In case this term is new to you, it means when, a person experiences involuntary urination, meaning they didn't intend to go, right? And it's most common among folks as they get older, but also women. So let's look at seven drug-free ways you can improve this condition. First, take a look at your diet because some foods and food-like substances, have a tendency to irritate your bladder. And when that happens, you'll have a tendency to feel like you want to urinate more frequently, and there's a more of an urgency to urinate. So you want to drastically limit or cut out irritants like artificial sweeteners and caffeine and alcohol, carbonated beverages and spices. The artificial sweeteners, have many negative impacts on your body, and this includes your bladder. So stay away from, sweetened drinks and sodas and any labels that include aspartame or sucralose or fructose or lactose or corn sweeteners, like any kind of corn syrup or saccharin. Included in those would be brand names like Splenda, Equal, Sweet and Low, Sunet, and NutraSweet. If you want to sweeten something, a much better choice is a monk fruit extract, or stevia. Now, those are really your best options. Another option, that's okay for some people in moderation, is the sugar alcohol xylitol. Now, when it comes to caffeine, the problem is that it'll excite your bladder, just the way it excites your brain, And like alcohol, caffeine, has a diuretic effect, which increases your urge to urinate. The second key to handling incontinence, is to make sure that you're getting enough vitamin D, because a vitamin D deficiency is linked to a weakened pelvic floor, the pelvic floor muscles, and those really need to be strong enough to function right, to help control your bladder. So when your pelvic floor muscles are weak, it can cause, some types of incontinence. To get enough vitamin D, make sure, you get about 15 minutes of direct sunlight at least once every other day without sunscreen. It's also a good idea to take a vitamin D supplement. And a good daily dose for most people is 5,000 IU. And your vitamin D supplement should also contain vitamin K2, because you never want to supplement with vitamin D without also including K2. In terms of getting your vitamin D in your food, some sources would include like wild-caught salmon, herring and sardines, oysters, shrimp, and pasture-raised eggs. I also think it's worth noting that some other fish like tuna and swordfish are high in vitamin D, but you really should avoid those two due to the fact that they both have a tendency to be contaminated with higher levels of mercury. And also things like cereal, cow's milk or soy milk, and other fortified foods are often promoted as good sources of vitamin D. And although they may contain it, they're mainly foods that you want to avoid for other reasons. All right, the third thing you can do to improve urinary incontinence is to take a magnesium supplement. And the reason is that magnesium is critical, for your muscles and your nerves to function properly. So taking magnesium will help to reduce spasms, which are often involved in bladder efficiency and bladder control problems. And speaking of nerve function, the damage to blood vessels and nerves caused by type 2 diabetes makes diabetics especially prone to urinary incontinence. Okay, so number four is hydration, because this is really key to improving bladder control. Now, I know it's kind of sounds counterintuitive, right? But dehydration creates constipation. And constipation puts stress on your bladder, and weakens the bladder controlling muscles. So make sure to eat plenty of magnesium-rich foods. If you tend to have a problem with constipation, take a magnesium supplement, such as Natural Calm, which you can get at bodymanual.com. Because most people are actually magnesium deficient, and supplementing with enough magnesium tends to eliminate constipation problems rather quickly. And also, make sure you're getting plenty of electrolytes. You know, those are the minerals that your body needs to balance its fluids. And you can do this by using small amounts of sea salt on your food, right? Or taking an electrolyte supplement, you know, such as Super Hydration Boost, which you can also check out at bodymanual.com. All right, so the fifth way to avoid or improve urinary incontinence pertains mainly to women, right? And that's to ensure that you have the right balance of estrogen, because like low estrogen levels, right, can cause damage in the lining of your bladder, you know, and that can lead to incontinence. This is why women are, you know, who are around menopause, you know, are more susceptible to developing this problem. Now, eliminating like added sugar and regular taking a probiotic supplement will also help, you know, because it will encourage the good bacteria in your gut to do one of its many jobs, which is to recycle and metabolize hormones like estrogen. You know, so if you develop an imbalance in gut bacteria, you know, it'll tend to exacerbate the state of low estrogen and urinary incontinence will follow. All right, so the sixth way to improve this condition is to avoid certain medications like high blood pressure meds, you know, because they act as diuretics, which means they'll increase your urge to urinate, right? Making the incontinence worse. And number seven, like the last tip in this video, is to exercise. Now there's specific ones, including Kegel exercises, which will strengthen your pelvic floor muscles, but also like regular cardiovascular exercise, you know, to keep your hormones in balance and your weight in a healthy range, because less weight, you know, means taking pressure off your bladder, you know, and that's good news, right? The good news is that like most of these things, or all of them, are really very easy to do, you know, and improving urinary incontinence, you know, tends to improve sleep and increase activity levels and, you know, just make you feel better in general. All right, so if you found this video helpful, please share it with somebody that could benefit. And I'll see you in the next one.